Hello, everyone. This is Denise Nixon, your host of Pivot by Faith, and welcome to this episode of this podcast, this new season of Pivot by Faith. This episode marks a new season in more ways than you may expect. The first season of Pivot by Faith started last year in May of 2022. I had the most phenomenal guests that I could ever have asked, wished, or prayed for, and I am so very grateful to all those who came and spoke with me about their journeys in faith. For season two, Pivot by Faith is going to continue exploring how the people of God pivoted in their lives. I have connected with some really great people who don't mind sharing their stories of faith and perseverance. We want to explore topics like relationships, personal faith, religion versus spirituality, and all kinds of topics that we explore that we seldom get to hear people talk about in their faith walk when it comes to some issues that we struggle with. I found that one of the challenges of being an entrepreneur is that it's not the popular decision. It sounds glamorous, doesn't it? I'm an entrepreneur. Wow, that can mean so many things. But it's not popular to leave a traditional job and do something different. Since I left my full-time job in 2017, can you believe that? It has been 6 years since I left my traditional 9-to-5 full-time job. But since then, I have found that my circle of friends has decreased and my circle of faith has increased. God has a way of working all that out for our good. When we step outside of the box and do what people least expect us to do, I believe that it forces us to put our faith truly in God and trust Him truly each day. I always thought that the full-time job that I had challenged me, strengthened my faith, and it did. But the journey that I'm on now continues to amaze me and strengthen me at the same time. As we move into a new season of this podcast, I pray that it serves to be inspirational, motivational, and a call to action. It's time for all of us to stop watching and standing on the sidelines and allowing things to happen to us and make things happen. Be the thermostat and not the thermometer. It's time to stop being a witness to the lack of faith that we're seeing in our world. In order to stand as one of God's children, we have to be willing to take a stand and speak on what is right. Share those stories that are going to inspire other people. Encourage one another. Uplift one another. Not responding indicates support and agreement with the status quo. So as we begin to travel in this year 2023, let's ask ourselves, are we walking in the calling that God has placed in front of us? Or are we doing what others expect us to do so that we can, as they say, go along to get along? Are we people pleasing? I was really bad at people pleasing. But you know, it's amazing. You know that you have become less of a people pleaser when you notice people start getting a little bit more of an attitude with you because you're not doing what they expect you to do. Maybe if we listen to God more than we listen to people, we won't want to be people pleasers. So when we go along to get along, as they say, are we operating in some sort of automatic mode? A few years back, when I was running my recruitment agency, I did a podcast, and one of the episodes on that podcast was called, Are You Operating in Default Mode? You know how our computers and our mobile phones, when we're creating settings to personalize our technology experiences, there's a default that often will be already selected for us. Like on our mobile phones, there's a default setting for the ringer. Everyone's phone will sound the same unless you personalize it and select something that is not the default setting. So I want you to take a listen to this brief clip from about 5 years ago, actually, for my first podcast that I was doing with my recruitment agency. Just take a listen. It's a very quick clip. Take a listen.
So think about this in terms of your life and what you do every day. Are you operating in default mode? Are you operating based on what other people think you should be doing or what other people say you should be doing? Or maybe you're operating in a sense of whatever happens, happens. That means you're in default mode. You're accepting whatever comes your way without making a customized path for yourself. So if you're doing that, my question to you is, are you happy doing that? Maybe you're following a path that someone else laid out for you. Or maybe you're basing what you do on what other people think. That's definitely operating in default mode. Many of us succumb to what other people think. It guides our decisions in some way, shape, or form. So I want to ask you today, if you're operating in default mode, are you happy? Are you happy with the way things are going? Are you happy with the way your life is progressing? You're in charge of that. So if you're not happy in default mode, you have to ask yourself, what are you going to do about it? I was operating in default mode too, and sometimes I still slip back into default mode, but through prayer and by the grace of God, He has designed a customized path for me to walk on. I can't say that every day I stay on that path, but I'm sure trying, and I'm not going to stop trying, and I'm not going to give up, because it's not about me, it's about Him and His plan for me. So what are you doing in default? Maybe it's just little things that you're doing in default mode. Maybe you get up every day and do the same thing every day because you're afraid to try something new. Ask yourself, what is it that you really want to do, but you're afraid to do it?
So that was the clip that I recorded almost 5 years ago, and it's still relevant today. What would you do if you weren't afraid to do it? What's holding you back? Is it fear? Is it lack of resources? What do you have the power to change? What can you get in alignment with God on to make things happen in your life? 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, 7th verse says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." I wrote a book on that very concept and how it made a powerful difference in my life. That is a powerful Bible verse. God is not a respecter of persons. So what He can do for me, He can do for you. And what He can do for you, He can do for me. I hope that this time and season in your life is productive and prosperous. So join me in another season of Pivot by Faith, where we will be listening to motivational stories, inspiration, powerful men and women of God who aren't afraid to step up to their calling and step out on God's promises. Thanks so much for listening. This is going to be another great season, not because of me, but because of God and the people that He is blessing me to connect with and being able to spread His word through their testimonies. I leave you with Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Have a wonderful day. Come back for the next episode of Pivot by Faith. Until next time, take care.